Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Tom Anastasi's here. Tom's a good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, also professor of business and management at Boston School of Management. He is been a professor at a number of schools over the years, including Harvard, and he's our good friend, Tom Anastasi. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Good to have you back, as always, Tom. Last time you were here, we started a tiny little series on motivation, how to motivate people. And I'd like to continue that. What are some other things? You know, we've got a situation now where we're in an economy, Tom, at least out on Main Street, we're in an economy that's really having a tough time. Most of what we polled our audience recently, and we asked them, what's the one thing you need? And the like 80% said we need more sales. Now, it's not like, you know, anytime you ask a little kid what do you want, they're going to say candy. You know, sure, everybody wants more sales, but this is a situation where, you know, people are really feeling the tough economy right now, and sometimes that makes it difficult to keep people motivated, doesn't it?
It does, but one of the things that I'm always a fan of is, you're real good at teaching the large companies how to speak small business.
Mm-hmm.
But we can learn things from large companies, too, because they have to do motivation.
Yep.
And you know, one of the things is that if they want more sales, you know, one of the things you can do is you can have commission. And so you can pay a little commission, but you don't have to pay commission on everything. So, for instance, you could pay commission on some of your higher margin things. So, for instance, service contracts. You can give people a little bit of the service contract revenue, or if they get add-ons, or if they get training.
You're not talking about professional salespeople, commission salespeople who make their living on commission. You're talking about like clerks, people. I mean, inside salespeople, that kind of thing. They're not really commission salespeople.
Correct. So these are people who normally wouldn't make a commission.
Right, right.
But for instance, what you do is say, okay, this is something that is high margin. It's good for us. For
mm-hmm.
instance, computer company I worked with, they went in and the margins on the computers and software were really low, and they were having troubles. But the problem is that the margins on the training classes were actually quite high because the way their computer manufacturers worked with them was, if you have a computer on the sales floor or in the training room for less than 30 days, you can still sell it as new with a new warranty.
Mm-hmm.
So that gave them a huge competitive advantage as far as being able to set up a training room. And so they bought some very good software. It had a great training program. No one was taking it. So what we did was we did two things. First thing was we said, well, look at it. You're spending a little bit on a computer, but the biggest cost of the computer is not the $2,000 for the computer and the software and the printers. The biggest cost is the person using it.
Right.
And then people would say, oh, my gosh, that's right. So why don't we do a $500 training class to teach people how to use Microsoft Office so they can get the most out of it?
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, okay. They did that. So then what we said is, we give you a 10% commission every time you sell that.
Ah.
And it's a win-win deal because it's still a good price. The people are getting more productive.
So it does a couple of things. Number one is it keeps the high margin item top of mind by the employee, and
yep.
and it makes him work a little harder maybe. And when they do that, they get a little extra compensation.
They do, and so
maybe it keeps a little twinkle in their eye when they're on the floor, right?
It really does, and people started making a lot of money on this. So people started making an extra maybe $300 or $400 a month on this.
Well, you know, this is the point you made earlier, Tom, about, and this is something that my audience has heard me say for all these years, and that is that we don't want to become like big companies. Small business owners don't, but there are things we can learn from them, and what you're talking about is certainly one of them. I remember working for big companies like Sears and Xerox, and at the beginning of the year, whatever was really important to the company, you could always tell because that was where the compensation was found. If you wanted to find out what the company was really interested in selling that year, look at the compensation plan.
Right. And that type of motivation is not going to make or break them, but it's a nice little extra. And it can only be on things that are a win-win-win-win deal. And this was the classic win-win-win deal. Everybody made out well. Mm-hmm. The other thing is if you're going to do this, make sure you pay that person that little bonus right away.
Right.
Now, that's, that way,
that's a big deal. Don't make them beg for it. Don't miss it. Don't make them wait for an extra month. Do it quickly.
Right, because that way they'll be able to tie the action with the reward. Because if it's too far apart, you say, oh, yeah, remember way back in May when you did this great thing? Well,
right.
Here it is September.
Right.
Here's $300, and you can't tie the two together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things
if it's really important to you, if that particular product is really important to you, you might have an off-cycle compensation event, maybe even cash, even though you're going to record it and put it in their pay stub, ultimately the withholding. You know, maybe you come up with a cash at the end of the week or something.
Sure, and that can work out very well. You know, one of the things is that as far as employees, you know, one of the exercises we do in class is I ask people, you know, if you did your very best work on a paper, would you expect to get a below-average grade, an average grade, or an above-average grade? And everybody says above-average grade, and I think that's great. All right, so next time I do a paper, you all do your best work. How many of you will get an above-average grade? Well, everyone says they raise their hand, but only about half can get an above-average grade. Well, the same thing works with employees. If you ask people, are you a below-average, average, or an above-average employee, everyone's going to say they're an above-average employee.
But
only about half is going to get
above-average
grade.
Mathematically, that can't work, can it?
That's right.
Tom, give us your website, please.
Oh, TomAnastasi.com.
Quick break, 20 after. Right back with more motivational ideas from Tom Anastasi. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.